We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Shavuos, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Yud Gimel. V'chein b'chol ha'yediyas v'ha'hasogois k'tanois u'gdoilois. The same thing is true regarding all types of understanding very high-level things, understanding lower-level things. Yefsher lahasig ho'emes miyad. It is impossible for a person to understand the whole truth about something immediately, right away, kim al yedei yegiois gedoilois, but rather it takes major effort. Lahavdil, if a person is studying music or whatever it is, we know that it's a process. A person has to sit hours and hours in class and learn about the different musicians of the past and learn about the instruments and learn about them. There's all so much that goes into it. Sometimes a person who doesn't know, they see somebody pick up a musical instrument, a flute or a guitar or whatever it is, or even drums, start banging on drums. And a person says, I can do that. And the professional drummer looks at him and says, I can do it. Yeah, he doesn't even know how much you have to learn about the different kinds of drumsticks, you know, that they're this type and that type for this kind of sound and the different types of drum. To him, it just looks like they're all the same. This one's round, this one's a little bigger, this one's a little small. What's the big deal? You buy a couple of big ones and a couple of small ones and you thud on them. You thud and you thump, you know. And they don't know how much knowledge, you know, how much goes into it to get to know the emes about this item, to really get to know it or to get to know it for real, that kind of thing. Kikol hakul. Now Rav Nosson Zal switches on about the topic of Hashem. Kikol hakushias shekosha lekama bnei adam al hanhogas Hashem yisborach, because all the questions that some people struggle with about how Hashem does things, v'chein ma shekosha al hatzadik u'emes, and so too the questions that people have about the true tzaddik, u'befrat hakushias shel hachachomim be'einehem v'shel hamechakrim, and especially those questions about those people who think they're very smart, they think they're very learned, or they're scientists or philosophers, hakol hu machmas ho'emes shelohem. All of their questions are based on their perception of truth or what's right. Because it's definitely a fact that the great thinkers, be it scientists or philosophers, they also want the truth. They're also seeking the truth in a sense. Because this is a very important thing to know. She'ikar ha'chochma hu lahasig amitas hadovor kemoy shehu. That real, the essence of chachma, the essence of knowledge and intellect is to be able to know things for real, to be able to really know things correctly. Kegoin, for instance, leida hiluch hagalgalim kemoy shehu ho'emes, to be able to know how the different spheres in the sky, the sun, the moon, the stars, how they operate, how they move, how they exist, to be able to really know what's going on there. Oy leida tahaluchos hadomim shebaodam kemoy shehu, or for example, to be able to know what biologists call the circulatory system, how the blood flows throughout the body, mamash, all of it. And again, what happens when it goes past the lungs, how it gets oxygen into it, and what happens when it goes through the heart, what's doing the pumping, what's doing the receiving, and what's different between the veins, when blood flowing through veins and blood flowing through arteries, why over there is it red and here it's blue, all the different, to be able to know, to really know it. And so too regarding all types of knowledge. Aval koshe me'oid me'oid lahasig ho'emes afilu b'limudius v'tivius. However, it's very difficult for a person to really know what's going on, even when it comes to nature, you know, natural things or all types of knowledge. Kasher heim moidim biatzmam, as the scientists and the philosophers and the thinkers, as they themselves admit, they even admit that even when it comes to gashmius, the physical world, anything you want to study is so complicated, you know. Mikolshkein the kolshkein beiyunis, how much more so when it comes to really doing analysis, shehu chakiru selukus, which means, for example, the study of theology, studying about Hashem, the study of religion, v'chol hakushyos shemakshin, and all the different questions that they ask or that they raise, hakol machmas shekefi hoemes shebedaitum nitmalahem sheroi lias lepech. It's all based on the fact because their intelligence, their intellect, or their rational thinking dictates differently. That would seem to say ABC. So then why is it that it's XYZ? You understand? Their normal, the way they've been raised, based on the cultures they've been raised in and all the things they've studied in their lives, it seems to them that things should go a certain way. And again, in fact, they see that it goes, it's different. Why? Why is it that way? Aval ishbar lo yedo shemoid omkom machshvoisbro. However, foolish people, people who aren't the smartest of the smartest, they don't realize how deep Hashem's thoughts are. V'yefsher b'shum oifin lahasig ulahavin basechel amitosei vanagosi isborach. And it's impossible for a human being, no matter how high his IQ is, no matter how smart he is, it's impossible with intelligence alone, with to understand the truth of Hashem and all of Hashem's behavior, why Hashem does everything. Kiim al yedei emuna kishem ischaberes bemes. Only if you have faith and you attach faith to truth. That's the only way you have a chance at being able to reach some level of understanding about Hashem and about how Hashem does things. For a person to be zeichet to emuna with emes, that's something a person can only get to with the help of the true tzaddikim, shehem bechinas Moshe va'ovoy soilam, such as Moshe Rabbeinu, tzaddikim that are like Moshe Rabbeinu, like Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, sheshibru ta'avoyseihem betachlis, who completely destroyed their materialistic desires. They got rid of all of their materialistic desires. Ad shepershu atzman mitayva soilam azele gamri, to the point where they were able to remove themselves completely from all the physical desires of this world. Ad shehisigu vehikiru amoitosei bemes. And through that, that's what made it possible for them to reach the highest level of understanding and clarity about Hashem and about how Hashem operates. V'zochu lahachnis darchi emuna bonu. And they were zoche to teach us the ways of emuna, the path of emuna, faith in Hashem.